God damn it, Cup shouted. Docking sticks are down. Engage, BK ordered, rolling around the trunk of a tree and breaking into a run. Ahead, two of the contractors along the west wall of the cabin were pulling back to the woods. One of them saw BK emerge from the forest, swinging his rifle around. Before he could fire, his head dissolved into a cloud of pink mist from a heavy, high-velocity slug fired by Cup. BK stitched a long burst of fire into the second man's body, sending him spinning to crash against the wall before falling to the ground. From the far side of the small building, he could hear the soft pops of sound-suppressed rifles. Angling for the darker area at the cabin's rear, he shouted into his radio as he ran. Two down on the west side. Need one of those fuckers from the east kept alive. He leapt over the contractor Cup had shot and was preparing to fire a burst to make sure the second guy was really dead when the man whipped his arm up. It took BK only a fraction of a second to recognize the danger of the pistol in the man's outstretched hand. Then both of them fired at the same instant. BK's rifle was quiet, the unsuppressed pistol brutally loud in the cold night air. The man's head snapped back when a round found its target, and BK stumbled, nearly going down when a hammer blow struck his leg. Ignoring the injury, he kept running, rounding the back of the cabin as the firing from the east side came to a stop. Coming in, he called on the radio, not wanting to suddenly appear and be the recipient of friendly fire. Clear, Trippy's voice in his ear. BK slowed, stepping around the back corner with his rifle up and ready. Trippy stepped out of the trees and came forward. They stood over the bodies of two men. Where's the third? BK asked. Fucker was gone when I got here, Trippy said, turning and looking in the direction Cup's fire had come from. Bastard boogied when the claymores went up, Cup said. Lost him in the trees before I could get a shot. Which way? BK asked, worried he might be headed to where they'd left Ashley. North. BK nodded to himself, relieved that there was little immediate danger coming Ashley's way. You're bleeding, Trippy said, pointing at BK's left leg. BK looked down at the blood steadily soaking his pants, then shrugged like it didn't matter.